Thanks a lot for joining me. Patsy Seddon is my guest on the Thistle and Shamrock this week, here to talk with us about her work in the harp duo Sheilas and in the band The Poosies, and to share lots of her music with us as we take time to chat at the Perthshire Amber Festival. Glad you could join us. Patsy Seddon with The Poosies, opening our programme there with their set Willie's Old Trousers. She also created harp duo Sheilas, and in 1983 added her Scottish harp, or clarsach, to one of the early albums of a rising singer-songwriter at the time, Dougie MacLean. Their friendship and musical connection remains strong to this day. Here's how it started in 1983.
Tired and troubled times, it's easy to feel afraid. The angry young man, the castles that he's made. In these long and empty days, it's easy to feel a fool. And the angry young she comes to me like an eagle, she comes like a swan. In these tired and troubled times, it's easy to feel alone. And the angry young man does not know where he's going. In these long and empty days, he'll pull the curtain down. And the angry young man, he spins round and round. Troubled times, it's easy to feel confused. But the angry young man, no, he will not be abused. In these long and empty days, he's going to get it right. And the angry young man, these lands. How to fight, and she comes to me like a high-flying seagull. She comes to me like an eagle. Comes like a swan.
Welcome everybody here to Perthshire Amber at the Pitlochry Festival Theatre in Pitlochry, Perthshire, and a special welcome to Patsy Seddon, who's joined me this afternoon. Thanks, Patsy.
Hi, Fiona.
We've met several times over the years, Patsy, and talked about your harp playing, and we'll sort of go back to the early days and come right through. But maybe you can start just by telling us what you're doing here at the festival.
Doogie invited me to work on more songs with him. I worked on a song with him about 25 years ago, and every time he gets me in, we do that one song. And last year he said, do you know, it'd be nice to do a few more than that. So that's been the idea for this year. So we're doing that tomorrow in Castle Mingus in Aberfeldy. And we've chosen a few songs, the ones that I thought would work well with the harp. So yeah. Let's hope that they do. Let's hope you feel that tomorrow.
But when you took up harp, growing up in Edinburgh and training first on piano and fiddle, I think, and singing, there wouldn't have been that many people for you to be inspired by at that stage, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, when did the light bulb go on for you?
It was hearing Alison Kinnaird play, and I think that's what happens to everybody. They maybe just hear one person play, and perhaps they've played other instruments that they've liked, but haven't quite, as you say, had that light bulb experience. And you can see it in people. It's almost like them falling in love or something, because they kind of, you know, just suddenly go, I need to play that. That's what I want to do. I saw Alison Kinnaird play. I just was very lucky that my parents would run Cayley's, which had dancing, and they would find out which people locally could come in and maybe sing some songs, play the pipes, recite some poetry. And they happened to hear about Alison, and she would come in and play a couple of pieces, and that's how I got to hear her. Mm. And luckily she was teaching, and so I'm afraid it was just right place at the right time, sort of thing.
It was a great opportunity for you, because Alison herself she'd been kind of one of the first to really bring this ancient repertoire to people again on the Clarsach.
Yeah, Alison learned at a time when it was very much used as an accompaniment for singing, and she decided to give it back its noble status, really, as an instrument in its own right, and delved into manuscripts and sources, and found tunes that would have been played, and found out more about the history. But that was very influential, because it sort of, in a sense, encouraged people to start looking at it as an instrument and not just as a great accompaniment to singing. It is, of course.
And she sort of explored that, I think, on her album The Harp Key, when she brought you and Wendy Stewart in, and the three of you played harp together to show the interplay that could be between three harps.
Yeah, well, that gave me the chance to work out little parts, which is one of the things I enjoy about playing the harp. You know, I love playing it with other people, because it gives me the opportunity to work out harmonies or little rhythmic backings. And if you're on your own, you kind of have to keep the tune going.
And musical partnership was destined to be between you and Mary McMaster, who you met at university.
Yeah, well, Mary had had that eureka moment as well by hearing Alan Stivell play, and Alan Stivell played a metal strung harp. Though I have to say that's not why she plays the metal strung harp, it's because it was the cheapest one available at the time. But when we met, it seemed to be a really nice combination, the two harps together. Lots of people told us that this worked really well, that they complemented each other. But we both had a lot of fun just playing together and working out. She loves doing that backing thing. She's not that keen on being a soloist either. It was just a fortunate chance that we were in the same, pretty much the same course at the same university.
That was the beginning of Sheila's.
Yeah, well, after university, we thought until we get sensible jobs, this would be the chance to travel the world. And we were aware of the opportunities that we could have, and we had got to know some of the promoters around. So we just basically had to phone them up and say, do you fancy having just the two harps? And luckily they all said, oh yeah, certainly. And that sort of springboarded us into a career. And the sensible job hasn't beckoned yet.
Thank you.
John O'Woo and came to a maid of beauty rare. May Colvin was her name, her father's only heir. He wooed her, but he wooed her Ben, he wooed her in the hall, till he's gotten her consent to mount and ride a war. They've gone down to her father's bar, the best that's in the land. He's got on, she's got on, swiftly they did flee, till they came to a lonely spot, a rock by the side of the sea.
Brought in Scots song, but also Gaelic song, and that was a big part of the hallmark of Sheila's, was the two voices singing Gaelic song. Mm-hmm. How did you source your material for that?
Well, we were very lucky because it was actually studying Gaelic at university where we met, and Morag MacLeod, who was the song specialist at the School of Scottish Studies at the time, suggested running a song class, and of course we leapt at the chance. It was basically at that point really just for the students that she knew studying kind of relevant courses, people who had actually made a great deal of effort to learn Gaelic rather than who were good singers but, you know, fancied learning some parrot fashion. She really wanted to teach people that had gone some way down the road of learning the language. So we were able then to phone her up at any given opportunity and have her check us over.
Ha mulad, ha mulad, ha lindu arum pain.
Hidi harun no, hidi harun no.
Ha de vinyan ed madani na gajich ma ve.
Hidi li, oho raho, hi harun no.
Ma no ganach as da ur var krach nan sje.
Hidi harun no, hidi harun no.
Who was the ye?
He did me, oh, he had no.
No, I'm va, he with me Gudrum na kein.
Hili hando, hili hando.
Hasach trau med machri en nacht og fiddle nanje.
Hili hili aho raho hi hando.
Ach, weiret nan gurad dan ach du warm brei.
Hili hando, hili hando.
Hili gu warm se mar alish nach buller gombre.
Hili hili aho raho hi hando.
Gro lanu am paskuk fos ne mochle.
Hili hando, hili hando.
Tai maher keen is gassen and ye.
Hiri hando, hiri hando.
Sound a ye chitai da her keen is craven and ye.
Hiri hiri aho raho hi hando.
Hamulad from Sheilas. Thanks for joining me, and there's more to come from my guest Patsy Seddon on Thistle This Week. Remember that full details of all the music we enjoy together will pop up soon on the new playlist page, and you'll find out how to download our free podcast, Thistle Pod. Find it all at thistleradio.com. And stay with me for more conversation with Patsy and music from the Pusies. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie, and Patsy Seddon joins us at the Perthshire Amber Festival. Thank you.
dunnen gur ach dal dunnen gor san yore serug ha dal dunnen gor ek dal dunnen gur ach dal dunnen gor san yore serug ha
o san a moli era ni ya o san a moli era ne re gen ye pini o san a moli era ni la o san a moli era ne re gen ye pini dal dunnen gor ek dal dunnen gur ach dal dunnen gor san yore serug ha dal dunnen gor dal dunnen gur ach dal dunnen gor san yore serug ha
When you performed and recorded, there was really a sense of these four instruments all working, you know, the two voices, the two harps, the interplay between all four, rather than just, we'll now play harps, we'll now sing, you know, at times obviously you're playing instrumentals, but then sometimes there'd be some vocals throughout the instrumental, and there was a real sense of it all
tying
working
in.
Together.
Oh, I'm glad you noticed that, Fiona. Well, of course, we loved the dancing tunes on the harp. This was one of our challenges, was to try and play the dance music almost up to the speed of dancing and almost up to the speed that a fiddler might do, but of course they can always overtake us, you know, it doesn't matter, they just give it more gas, you know. But we were also learning Gaelic dancing songs. There are a few in Scots, but there's masses of them in Gaelic, so we were lucky to be learning those. And sometimes we would play the tune at the same time as singing the song, and all sorts of different combinations like that, which was fun.
And then you did something else that brought another dimension into your music, which was to introduce the Camac electro harp, which just brought a whole other kind of feel, dimension and vibration into the music.
Yeah. Well, we both were sort of closet bass players, rock and roll bass players. And when Joël Garnier, who ran Camac Harps, unfortunately he's passed away now, he came to my flat with this odd looking contraption that looked a bit like a standard lamp with strings on it, and we said, what on earth is that? And he said, it's my prototype electric harp. And our eyes widened. And so he got out a little amplifier and plugged it in, and one of the first things we noticed was the sound of the bass that really struck us. Now, he was getting all excited about the teaching possibilities of it, you know, having a lab of maybe eight harp players in a room, and the teacher has headphones on like you do yourself right now, and, you know, cuts into each pupil, and you know, he had all sorts of technological reasons for developing it, but for us what was really striking for some reason was the quality of the bass sound. And when we later formed a band, the Poozies, that we wanted to have a bass instrument in, the first person that we had in mind was Mary's sister, who's a bass player, but she wasn't able to join us, and so we thought, well, let's try it on the harp for a while, and that's become kind of a trademark for us.
Hi, how much on your lad, your nosy kind, you should have been. Gin your voice, I hadn't a kent, I couldn't either trauma in. See, will she make tea to sell me and sweetly breathe my movie dee?
Hi ho, my Johnny Ladger, no sae kind she should have been.
My feather, he was at the blue, my mither, she was at the mill. My Billy, he was at the moss, and knowing need our sporty spill. The faint a body was there, and there was nae fear of being seen. Hi ho, my Johnny Ladger, no sae kind she should have been.
Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you know so kind you should have been. Gin your voice, I had na kent, I could na either trow my een. See, so weel she mech taters of me, and sweetly green my moobadeen. Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you know so kind you should have been. Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you know so kind you should have been. Gin your voice, I had na kent, I could na either trow my een. So will she make tictures of me and sweetly breed my moobadeen. Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you know so kind she should have been.
What Johnny lad, while out her wheel, he left his bonny lass her lane. She sigh and greet till the langsome hour and think her sweetest minutes gain. Oh, had she been now wooer leal, we would he met, we heads mair keen. Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you know so kind she should have been.
Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you know so kind you should have been. Gin your voice, I had na kent, I could na either trow my een. So will she make tattoos of me and sweetly breed my moobadeen. Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you know so kind you should have been.
But Tamon get another joe, was love gangs never out of sight. And never lets the moment pass when to a lass he can be kind. So gang your was to blinkin' best name there for Johnny shall she green. Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you're no so kind you should have been.
Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you're no so kind you should have been. Gin your voice, I had na kent, I could na either trow my een. So will she make tattoos of me and sweetly breed my moobadeen. Hi ho, my Johnny lad, you're no so kind you should have been.
Patsy Seddon is here with us at Perthshire Amber. We want to talk now about the event in 1990 that was the beginning of the band, the Pusies, which you brought the two harps of Sheilas into with your Camac electro harp. Suddenly now we're into a lineup. You've got voice, you've got fiddles, you've got accordion, and a broader sort of palette of colours. And I read this wonderful quote actually just very recently. I mean, I've always felt that the Pusies in various different lineups, there's always been just a great joy in the music. But I read this quote which said, "In a world wrapped in grey, the Pusies are a giant splash of colour." And I thought, yeah, that sums it up too. Tell us about how the band first got together and then maybe give us a little bit of insight into what you were trying to put together with the sound of the Pusies.
Well, I think, as you say, with Sheilas, we were very much focusing on Gaelic and Scottish music. And when we heard Sally Barker singing, we loved her, just her ability at singing, her immense control over her voice of different tones and different styles of music that she can cover that we hadn't really been trying up till that point, the bluesier side of things. We liked the different styles that she was able to cover. And then she came along and heard a Sheila's gig, and she equally liked the slightly more modern slant that we were putting on things, plus, of course, the electro harp. And so we just made this rash decision to get together. I think she invited us to play on a track on her next album, and that gave us the excuse to work together, and we enjoyed that so much that we just somehow decided to form a band, and that would enable us to widen our repertoire style, really. Mm-hmm. And when she suggested an accordionist called Karen Tweed, we were just horrified, absolutely horrified and terrified. And we were terrified really because we thought the accordion would completely dominate the sound of the harps. But then we didn't know Karen. Mm-hmm. And so once we did hear her, we were just totally taken by that idea. And we were very friendly with a fiddler, Jenny Gardner, at the time, and she joined us. Jenny didn't stay with us very long. She had other sort of things she wanted to do. So we then went as a four-piece after that for many years. And it just gave us the chance to try all sorts of different types of music, Cajun style, country style, singer-songwritery style, whatever that is, you know.
And also bring a lot more harmonies into the mix as well.
Oh, four-part harmonies, yeah. We absolutely loved doing that.
The beginning is now and will always be. You say you've lost your chance and fate brought you defeat, but that means nothing. You look so sad. You've been listening to those who say you've missed your chance. There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard another train. You feel you're done. There's no such thing. Although you're standing on your own breath is king, the beginning is now. Don't turn around. Regrets of bad mistakes will only drain you. There's another train. There always is. One is yours. Get up and climb aboard another train. We crawl in the dark sometimes and think too much. Then we fill our heads with crazy things that only break our hearts. And I know you've seen what the earth can do when it's dragging down another load of worrisome fools. There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard another train. I know it's hard when you feel confused. You can crown yourself with fear, and you feel you cannot move. You're building worlds that don't exist. Imagination plays the worst tricks. There's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard, there's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard, there's another train. There always is. Maybe the next one is yours.
up and climb aboard. There's another train.
There's another train.
There always is. Maybe the next one is yours. Get up and climb aboard.
Patsy, you've been doing a lot of teaching. I know that you're here at Percheramber performing tomorrow with Dougie MacLean as a duo, but you've also been doing teaching here at the festival, and you teach at the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama, in fact helped pioneer the Clarsach course for that traditional music degree.
Yeah, they asked me to be the Clarsach tutor when it started in 96. And with a few gaps here and there, I have been there. This year I'm kind of on the back burner because I'm pursuing a slightly different teaching, which is Kodai teaching. It's a kind of training for, to start as early as possible. I'm working largely with kind of 7-year-old and upwards age mm-hmm. group at the moment, which is a sort of musicality based on singing and with very much an emphasis on traditional folk music. So it's very relevant to what I do anyway. And it's a great way of getting kids involved in music and for them to learn about music without really knowing that they're learning about it.
So there's a lot of games and rhythm games and
clapping
games.
Singing games and rhymes, yeah, mm-hmm. that's its kind of subtitle. Yeah. That's great. So that's been great. That's really fed into my harp teaching as well.
Well, we want to thank everyone for their input today. And we have Colleen and Terry McDermott from Corvallis, Oregon, joining us here today. And they were just wondering, Patsy, as we might imagine they would, mm-hmm. What your plans are for travelling and playing again in the States and whatever lineup you
whichever
might be.
Line.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with the States, of course, is children who are all at school and otherwise. So it is a bit tricky to tour the States. Mary and I toured the States a lot in the mid-80s to mid-90s, and we had so much fun, so many good experiences, met so many fabulous harp players there, hated the flying, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we thought it would be fun sometime to try that bus tour idea that you did some years ago. Mm-hmm. That would be quite good, but I know that's quite hard to organise. It's a bit of a shame if we don't get over there, because there are so many harp players, both for us to meet and also that might want to hear what we do.
I think both you and Mary have been responsible for creating loads and loads of harp players in the States. I'm sure you're aware. I mean, a lot of people have heard the music of Sheila's and thought, well, that's the kind of music I would like to try to make or be part of.
Yeah, well, certainly from a certain time, because we did tour several times a year at one point and did some major festivals and things like Vancouver and for the last few years, so we might have been forgotten.
So people don't know whether you really exist. But she does, she's right here, she does exist, and I'm here to prove it with her. Well, we have a small group of people who've been sitting, listening to me chat to Pats here, and we have Roy and Chris Flitcroft, who are from Cheshire in England, and they've come to Percheramber for the first time this year, and thought that they would come and hear what Patsy had to say, and didn't have a particular question for Patsy, but did want to say hello to Ian and Chris Flitcroft, who live somewhere in America. We think somewhere right in the middle, perhaps the Midwest or somewhere like that. Anyway, here's a big hello from Roy and Chris to Ian and Chris Flitcroft, and it's not a very common name, so we think you will recognise yourselves. And hello from Perthshire. And Patsy, you had someone you wanted to say hi to.
Oh yeah, it gave me the idea that I'd like to say hello to someone in the States, and that's Barbara and Jack Yule, who live in Gardner, Colorado, and they are very good friends. They used to live here. And but Barbara also runs a great festival called the Spanish Peaks Celtic Festival in September every year. So if anyone in that area, you should get down there, check it on the web, and hello to them from us.
What a fabulous invitation for people to check out as well. I want to thank you, Patsy, for taking the time to chat and go over all that old terrain and give us a chance to understand a wee bit more about what's gone into your music through the years and listen to it with you. Thanks for all you've done, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Great.
Our guest this week, Patsy Seddon. Thanks to Patsy and also to Jamie and Dougie MacLean for technical assistance. Find out about their festival at PerthshireAmber.com. Glad you could join me for the Thistle and Shamrock this week. I'm Fiona Ritchie, and our radio programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a thistleradio.com production. You needn't let any of our music details pass you by. We post our programme playlists on our website each week. Just check in until you see this one. And playlists are archived from previous weeks too, all at thistleradio.com. If you'd like us to send you a programme playlist, just mention Patsy Seddon and send a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. Well, let's keep it going with the Pusies from Changed Days, Same Roots, Paddy. Music of the Pusies. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Check our website for our new 24/7 music stream and our Thistle Radio t-shirt, all at thistleradio.com. Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. The George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of EdUtopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognising exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. This is NPR Music.